Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verses 25 and 26. Jesus said to them, "How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things, and then enter his glory?" Jesus spoke these words to two of his followers walking to Emmaus the day he rose from the dead. But these two didn't understand that Jesus had to be alive. Why did he have to be alive? Because that's what God, through the prophets, said would happen. These two must have heard the prophecies before that Jesus would die and rise again. They must have heard Jesus say that he would die and rise again. But what they didn't understand was that what God says has to happen. This is such a huge concept for us to understand as well. There are times in our lives when it seems the wheels are coming off. It's one problem after the next. Yet God says to those who believe in him, "I have plans to prosper you." God says he will prosper us. And what God says has to happen. We ask God to help us, but feel he isn't. Yet he says in Psalm 50, verse 15, "Call on me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you." God says he will deliver us, and what God says has to happen. We confess our sins to God and ask him to forgive us. But we don't feel forgiven. We still stew on and feel that guilt. Yet God says in 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, "The blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin." God says he has washed away every sin with Jesus' blood. And what God says has to happen. Our own words and the words of others aren't always reliable. But what God says is fail-proof. It is reliable. We can completely trust that whatever he says and promises will happen. Lord Jesus, strengthen my faith so that I trust that what you promise will happen. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.